Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:55, Dr. Barry Dworkin with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This is for me anyway, a fascinating story about using bone marrow transplants to treat some mental health compulsive behavior disorders.
I agree with you, Steve. This is out of the University of Utah and done by the Nobel Prize winner for medicine in 2007, Dr. Mario Capecchi, for his work on mouse genetics. And what they wanted to find out is, in this case, they looked at mice that had a condition where they overgroomed, that is, they pulled at themselves, something called trichotillomania, which is pulling your hair out, literally pulling your hair out obsessively or compulsively. And they isolated that particular behavior to a gene called HOXB8. And this was associated with a particular cell that is found in the brain called microglia. And this particular cell tends to clean up some dead brain cells, but also it originates, a good number of it originates in the bone marrow. So what they hypothesized is, could we give normal bone marrow to these mice, produce the normal gene, produce the normal cell, and would this affect that grooming behavior? And indeed, that's what they found when they transplanted normal bone marrow into these mice. Within a few months, these mice were completely cured of this behavior. Then they did the reverse. They took the bone marrow from the mice that had that abnormal behavior, and they put that into normal mice, and the normal mice developed that behavior. So something was up with what was going on with that particular cell. And again, this is very early information. It's actually a new way to add to our knowledge of what causes certain behavior disorders. And it's a stepping stone now to look and see what other genetic factors can be associated with it. But in terms of the bone marrow, even the researcher has said, you know, you can't start doing bone marrow transplants on people. You don't have enough information yet whether it's going to work or not. And secondly, bone marrow transplants have a 1% mortality rate. So it's not something you're going to do on people, but it opens up an avenue to understand the genetics, and perhaps you can then tweak that system to relieve people of obsessive-compulsive disorders. And they're hypothesizing depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and potentially Alzheimer's disease with how the brain functions.
Wow.
Preliminary data, but very interesting because it does show cause and effect.